Pete.
Who is this fucking guy?
Rock and roll, Gus. Johnny Boz.
Never heard of him.
For your time, cowboy. Hey, Ronnie, where are they hiding?
Upstairs, to the right.
Mid-60s. He had 5 or 6 hits. Got a club down on Fillmore now.
Not now, you don't.
Do we have a time of death?
Almost.
You guys know Captain Talcott?
Sure.
What's the chief's office doing here?
Observing.
You get that stuff out of wall.
Yeah, I got it.
What's it say, Doc?
92 degrees. It's about 6 hours. Puts time of death around 2 a.m. plus or minus.
Can somebody close the drapes over there?
Jeez, what a mess.
Maid came in about an hour ago, found the body. She's not a living.
Maybe the maid did it.
She's 54 years old, weighs 240 pounds.
No bruises on the body.
It ain't the maid.
Never know.
Sorry.
He left the club with his girlfriend about midnight. It's the last time anybody saw him.
What was it?
Ice pick. Left it on the coffee table in the living room.
There's cum stains all over the sheets.
Very impressive.
He got off before he got off.
Gentlemen, this is sensitive. Mr. Boz was a major contributor to the mayor's campaign. He was chairman of the board of the Palace of Fine Arts.
Well, I thought you said he was a rock and roll star.
He was a retired rock and roll star.
A civic-minded, very respectable rock and roll star.
Well, what's that over there?
Looks like civic-minded, very respectable cocaine.
Listen to me, Curran. I'm going to get a lot of heat on this. I don't want any mistakes.
What's Boz's girlfriend's name?
Catherine Trammell, 162 Divisadero.
Come on, tied up like that, you didn't stand a chance.
Always a pleasure, Captain.
He's up bright and early. He doesn't usually punch in till after his 18 holes.
Johnny and the mayor must have been very tight.
Hey!
Yo!
Keep your 3 o'clock.
You want me to work the case, Phil?
I
you
said
want me?
Keep it!
All right. I'll keep it. Morning. I'm Detective Curran. This is Detective Moran, San Francisco Police Department. I'd like to speak to a Miss Catherine Trammell, please.
Come in. Sit, please. Just a moment.
Ain't that cute? They got his and hers Picassos.
Gus, I didn't even know you knew who Picasso was.
Sure I do. It says right here.
Hers is bigger. Sorry to bother you. Just got a couple of questions to ask.
Are you vice?
No, we're homicide.
What do you want?
When's the last time you saw John Boz?
Is he dead?
Why do you think he's dead?
Well, you wouldn't be here otherwise, would you?
Were you with him last night?
You're looking for Catherine, not me.
Who are you?
I'm Roxy. I'm her friend.
Well, Roxy, do you know where your friend is?
She's out at the beach house at Stinson. Cedar 1402.
Thanks.
You're wasting your time. Catherine didn't kill him.
Thank you.
Miss Trammell?
Afternoon. I'm Detective Curran. This is Detective Moran. We're with the San Francisco Police.
I know who you are. So how did he die?
He was murdered.
Obviously. How was he murdered?
With an ice pick. How long were you dating him?
I wasn't dating him. I was fucking him.
What are you, a pro?
No, I'm an amateur.
How long were you having sex with him?
About a year and a half.
You with him last night?
Yes.
Did you leave the club with him?
Yes.
Did you go home with him?
No. We had a drink at the club. We left together. He went home and I came out here.
Was there anyone with you last night?
No. I wasn't in the mood last night.
Let me ask you something, Miss Trammell. Are you sorry he's dead?
Yeah. I liked fucking him. Look, I don't really feel like talking anymore.
Listen, lady, we can do this downtown if you want.
So read me my rights and arrest me. And then I'll go downtown. Otherwise, get the fuck out of here. Please.
Sorry, Beth, I got hung up with Stinson.
How are you, Nick?
I'm fine. Oh, come on, Beth, you know I'm fine. How long we gotta keep doing this?
As long as Internal Affairs wants you to, I suppose. Have a seat.
It's bullshit, okay? You know it is.
I know it is. But sit down anyway so we can get it over with, okay? So, how are things?
Things are fine. I told you, all right? Things are fine.
How's your personal life?
My sex life is fine. My sex life's actually pretty shitty since I stopped seeing you. Started developing calluses. Sorry.
How's the booze?
Haven't had a drink in 3 months.
What about the coke?
No.
No?
No. No, I'm working my ass off. I'm off the sauce. I even stopped smoking.
How's not smoking?
It sucks. Now, eat till I am. I'm just your average, healthy, totally fucked up cop. And let me out of here. Please.
Yes.
Thank you.
I still miss you, Nick.
How you doing, Nick?
Talcott's in there. They're waiting. How'd it go?
She misses me.
Boy, when that girl mates, it's for life.
All right, let's start. Harrigan.
Well, we got 31 stab wounds, neck and the chest. No usable prints, no forcible entry, nothing missing. No prints on the ice pick either. Yeah, you can pick it up at any Kmart. The scarf was Hermes. It's expensive. They sell about 20,000 a year worldwide.
Bought it with cocaine. High quality, high content. He inhaled it. There were minute quantities on his lips and penis. Mr. Bosley's $5 million, no direct survivors, no criminal record. Liked his drugs, he liked his girls, he liked his rock and roll.
He liked the mayor too, right?
What about his girlfriend?
Is she relevant here? Is she a suspect?
She's a suspect.
On what basis?
Girlfriend, Catherine Trammell, age 30. No priors, no convictions. Magna cum laude, Berkeley, 1983. Double major, literature and psychology. Daughter, sole survivor, Marvin and Elaine Trammell, killed in the boating accident, 1979. Catherine Trammell, sole heir. Estimated assets, $110 million.
You're shitting me.
Formerly engaged to Manuel Vasquez, deceased.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Manny Vasquez?
Manny Vasquez, former middleweight contender, killed in the ring, Atlantic City, 1984.
I love it. She's got $100 million, she fucks fighters and rock and roll stars, and she's got a degree in screwing people's heads.
You forgot about her degree in literature. She's a writer. She published a novel last year under a pen name. Want to know what it's about? It's about a retired rock and roll star who gets murdered by his girlfriend.
Page 67, cowboy. You know how she does the boyfriend? With an ice pick. In bed, his hands tied with a white silk scarf.
Dr. Gardner?
I've asked Dr. Lamont to consult with us. This isn't really my turf. Dr. Lamont teaches the pathology of psychopathic behavior at Stanford and is also a member of the Justice Department's psychological profile team. Dr. Lamont.
I see two possibilities. One, the person who wrote this book is your murderer and acted out the killing described in ritualistic, literal detail. Two, someone who wants to harm the writer read the book and enacted the killing described to incriminate her.
What if the writer did it, then what are we dealing with?
You're dealing with a devious, diabolical mind. You see, this book had to have been written at least 6 months, maybe even years, before it was published, which means that the writer had to have at least planned the crime in the subconscious back then. Now, the fact that she carried it out indicates psychopathic obsessive behavior in terms not only of the killing itself, but also in terms of the applied advanced defense mechanism.
You know, sometimes I can't tell shit from Shinola, Doc. What was all that you just said?
She intended the book to be her alibi.
Correct.
She's going to say, do you think I'd be dumb enough to kill anyone in the exact way I described in my book? I wouldn't do that because then I know I'd be the suspect.
So what if it's not the writer? What if it's someone who read the book?
You're dealing then with someone so obsessed that he or she is willing to kill an irrelevant and innocent victim in order to place the blame on the person who wrote that book. I'm talking about a deep-seated obsessional hatred and an utter lack of respect for human life.
So we got a once-in-a-lifetime, top-of-the-line Looney Tune, either way you cut it. That's what you're saying, right, Doc?
You're dealing with someone very dangerous and very ill.
Come on. You know there's no case here. You've got no physical evidence.
She hasn't got an alibi.
Okay, she hasn't got an alibi. She hasn't got a motive either. Believe me, her defense would just beat us to death with this copycat thing. Anybody who read the book could have done it.
So what do you want to do now? Nothing?
We call her in for questioning.
She's got enough money to burn this whole department
down. She was the last person seen with the guy, Captain Talcott. I'll take the responsibility.
It's yours.
It won't do any good. She'll just waltz in with some superstar lawyer who'll get us all canned for wasting the taxpayers' money.
That's exactly what she'll do.
No, she won't. I don't think she'll hide behind anybody. I don't think she's going to hide at all.
And she's as crazy as you are, Curran.
You know what to say. It takes one to know one.
Miss Trammell, we'd like you to come downtown to answer a few questions for us.
Are you arresting me?
That's the way you want to play it.
Could I change into something more appropriate? It'll only take a minute. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. I'll be right back. Keep old newspapers around?
Only when they make interesting reading. I'm ready.
You have the right to an attorney.
Why would I need an attorney? Do you have a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Yes, you do.
I quit.
Congratulations.
Thought you didn't have any cigarettes.
Oh, I found some in my pocket. Would you like one?
I told you, I quit.
It won't last.
You working on another book?
Yes, I am.
It must really be something, making stuff up all the time.
Yeah, it teaches you to lie.
How's that?
You make stuff up, it has to be believable. It's called suspension of disbelief.
I like that. Suspension of disbelief.
What's your new book about?
A detective. He falls for the wrong woman.
What happens?
She kills him.
I'm John Corelli, Ms. Trammell, Assistant District Attorney. I have to inform you this session's being taped. This is Captain Talcott.
My pleasure.
And Lieutenant Walker.
Hi.
Can we get you anything? A cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
Are your attorneys going to join us?
Ms. Trammell has waived her rights to an attorney.
Did I miss something?
I told them that you wouldn't want an attorney present.
No.
Why have you waived your rights to an attorney, Ms. Trammell?
Why did you think I wouldn't want one?
I told them you wouldn't want to hide.
I have nothing to hide.
There's no smoking in this building, Miss Trammell.
What are you going to do? Charge me with smoking?
Would you tell us the nature of your relationship with Mr. Boz?
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure. He gave me a lot of pleasure.
You ever, engage in any sadomasochistic activity?
Exactly what did you have in mind, Mr. Corelli?
You ever tie him up?
No.
You never tied him up?
No. Johnny liked to use his hands too much. I like hands and fingers.
You describe a white silk scarf in your book.
I've always had a fondness for white silk scarves. They're good for all occasions.
But you said you liked men to use their hands, didn't you?
No, I said I liked Johnny to use his hands. I don't make any rules, Nick. I go with the flow.
Did you kill Mr. Boz, Mr. Amell?
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill somebody the way I described it in my book. I'd be announcing myself as the killer. I'm not stupid.
We know you're not stupid, Mr. Amell.
Maybe that's what you're counting on to get you off the hook.
Writing the book gives you an alibi.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? But the answer is no. I didn't kill him.
Do you use drugs, Mr. Mill?
Sometimes.
You ever use drugs with Mr. Boz?
Sure.
What kind of drugs?
Cocaine. Have you ever fucked on cocaine, Nick? It's nice.
You like playing games, don't you?
I have a degree in psychology. It goes with the turf. Games are fun.
What about boxing? That's a game. Is that fun, too?
I don't think that's relevant to this inquiry.
Boxing was fun till Manny died.
How'd you feel when he died?
I loved him. It hurt.
How'd you feel when I told you Johnny Boz had died?
I felt like someone had read my book and was playing a game.
But it didn't hurt.
No.
Because you didn't love him.
That's right.
Even though you were fucking him.
You still get the pleasure. Didn't you ever fuck anybody else when you were married, Nick?
How'd you know he was married?
Maybe I was just guessing. What difference does it make? Do you like a cigarette, Nick?
You two know each other?
No.
No.
How'd you meet Mr. Boz?
I wanted to write a book about the murder of a retired rock and roll star. I went down to his club, I picked him up, and I had sex with him.
You didn't feel anything for him, you just had sex with him for your book?
In the beginning. Then I got to like what he did for me.
That's pretty cold, ain't it, lady?
I'm a writer. I use people for what I write. Let the world beware. You want me to take a lie detector test?
Wait here, please.
No blips, no blood pressure variations, no pulse variants. Either she's telling the truth, or I've never seen anyone like her.
I guess that settles it.
She's lying.
Forget it. You can fool me. You cannot fool the machine.
Trust me, it can be done.
And what makes you such an expert?
Because I know people that have done it.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mel. Sorry to inconvenience you.
Could someone give me a ride home?
Sure.
Thank you.
Want to get a drink?
day?
Not really.
Beating that machine can't be easy.
If I was guilty and I wanted to beat that machine, it wouldn't be hard. It wouldn't be hard at all. You took a lie detector test after you shot those two people, didn't you?
I passed.
You see? We're both innocent, Nick.
About me.
You know an awful lot about me.
I don't know anything that's not police business.
You know I don't wear any underwear, don't you, Nick? Thanks for the ride.
So what is all this Nick stuff? Nick, you want a cigarette? Nick, can I have a ride?
She didn't ask me to give her a ride. She asked anybody.
And you volunteered.
Hey, Nick, get me on.
No, Chucky, get me a double blackjack in the rocks, please.
What you doing, Hoss?
I haven't had a drink in 3 months. All right with you, cowboy? She doesn't know me, okay?
There you go, Nick.
I never seen her before. Gus and I talk with her. Thanks, Chuck.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Cheers. Now what?
What now what? Now nothing. She passed the polygraph. That's it.
She knew how to beat it. That's why she asked to take it.
How in the fuck do you know? What is it with you and this broad anyway?
Oh, come on, Bill. Don't let this one slide. What about her parents? What about what else she published? Maybe all her books got a funny way of coming true.
Her parents died in an accident. I don't give a shit what else she published. What are you, all of a sudden, a book critic?
How'd they die? Huh? Was there an investigation?
Now you're saying she killed her parents? Did she kill Manny Vasquez, too?
Not unless she climbed into the ring and turned into one mean son of a bitch.
Maybe she did, Gus. Maybe she grew herself an afro, developed a hell of a left hook, and put shoe polish all over her face. Let's polygraph her again and ask her.
Fuck you, sir.
Fuck you, sir, Nick.
Don't worry, Phil. Nick will fuck himself.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you guys are very funny. Hey, Chucky, get me another double, will you?
Hey, Shooter. Now, are you back on the blackjack? Shooter?
We're discussing the case here, Marty.
I know that. I have no doubts.
There you go, Nick.
Oh, a double. Huh, Shooter?
I'm off duty, Nielsen. You hear me? I'm off duty discussing the case. Now, IA shouldn't have a problem with that. Maybe I should put in for some overtime, huh?
Don't work too hard, Shooter. Might drive you to drink.
Stop riding me, man! I'll kick your fucking teeth in!
What's the problem?
No problem, Doctor. Here comes a shrink. Just in time to save her favorite patient.
Fuck off, Marty!
You kids have a good time tonight, huh?
He's asking for it.
That's right, so don't take the bait.
You want to go?
Yes.
Sometimes I think he started banging her just to get off the hook with internal affairs.
Oh, he ain't that way. He's got a heart.
Thank you.
What was she like?
Who?
Catherine Tremell.
You had her pegged. She used her book as an alibi.
I met her at Berkeley. We were in some of the same classes.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you. You've never been like that before. Why?
You tell me. You're the shrink.
You weren't making love to me.
No, who was I making love to?
You weren't making love.
I need a cigarette.
I thought you said you quit. The top drawer of the foyer. Get in on your way out.
Okay. Started?
Wait on you.
You look like dog shit.
Nah, he looks a little shrunk is all.
Not just in the head.
Huh? All right, I made a couple of calls to Berkeley. There was a murder in 80. A professor. In his bed, multiple stab wounds. With an ice pick.
Tremell was there then, wasn't she?
University records say she was. Okay, let's move on this. Gus, get out to Berkeley. Harrigan, find out what else she's published. Andrews, you give me that file on the parents' accident. Copy Beth on everything. I want psychological input on this one.
What about me?
Well, you're already getting psychological input, Hoss.
You go soak your head in a tub of ice water. Nick? You see where she leads.
Thank you.
You got nothing better to do than come in here and jack off the damn machine.
What are you doing here, cowboys?
Came in here to jack off the damn machine. One dead psychology professor, Noah Goldstein, Dr. Noah Goldstein. And guess what? He was her counselor.
Was she a suspect?
No, sir. They never even got a statement from her. Hazel Dawkins.
You know her?
Couldn't get it out of my head for years. Nice little housewife, three little kids. Nice husband, wasn't porking around, no financial problems. One day, out of the clear blue sky, she does them. All of them. Used the knife she got for a wedding present. Didn't even deny it. Sweet as honey. Said she didn't know why she'd done it.
Upstairs. I'm using you for my detective in my book. You don't mind, do you? I was just going to make myself a drink. Do you want one?
No, thanks.
Oh, that's right. You're off the Jack Daniels, too, aren't you?
Got a few more questions to ask you.
I have some for you, too. For my book.
Do you have something against ice cubes?
I like rough edges.
So what'd you want to ask me?
How's it feel to kill someone?
You tell me.
I don't know, but you do.
It was an accident. I got in the line of fire.
Four shootings in 5 years? All accidents?
You had drug buys. I was working undercover. You want to tell me about Professor Goldstein?
Well, there's a name from the past.
You want a name from the present? What about Hazel Dopkin?
Noah Goldstein was my counselor my freshman year. That's probably where I got the idea for the ice pick for my book. It's funny how the subconscious works.
Hilarious.
Hazel's my friend.
Well, your friend took out her whole family.
Yes, she helped me understand homicidal impulse.
But you would have learned that at school.
Only in theory. But you know all about homicidal impulse, don't you, Shooter? Not in theory, in practice. What happened? Did you get sucked into it? Did you like it too much?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me about the coke, Nick. The day you shot those two tourists, how much coke did you do? Come on. You can tell me.
I did.
Yes, you did. They never tested you, did they? Internal affairs knew. Your wife knew, too, didn't she? She knew what was going on. I think you got too close to the flame. That's why she killed herself. Hi, Han. You two have met, haven't you? You're gonna make a terrific character, Nick. She's on the phone. She'll be right with you, Detective. I'm gonna have to give you a call back. Yeah. Detective, let me call you back. Detective, you can't go in.
He's got access to my file.
What are you talking about, Nick?
Who has access to my goddamn file?
Nobody! It's a confidential psychiatric record. It would be illegal.
Don't do it. Don't you fucking lie to me. It's internal affairs, wasn't
it? No. No, Nick, please.
Who?
It's Nielsen.
Can we get their loose in front of you?
What do you want, Kern?
You sold her my file, didn't you?
Who are you talking about?
Catherine Trammell. How much did she pay you?
Hey! Come on! Yeah. Go. Stop it!
Hey. Back off!
How much?
Come on. Hey! Back off! Back off, Kern! Nice and easy now. Nice and easy. Yeah. You fucked yourself, Shooter. You hear me? You are
take
out!
Take it easy. Cool it. Take it easy.
You are out! Right. You're out!
Okay. Save it.
Nick! What's going down, Hoss?
Nothing. All right, I'll be okay.
No, sir, you won't. They're going to want your badge.
I'm tired of being played with.
You got a real conclusive way of demonstrating that.
She knows where I live and breathe. She's coming after me, Gus.
What is it you got between you?
Something, though.
Something.
George Jefferson is unfair. He's short with no hair.
Nick?
Go away, Beth. I want to see you.
I still have my key.
Put them on the table and leave.
Put them on the goddamn table and leave!
Damn it! Don't shut me out. You owe me more than that.
I don't owe you anything. Now, you don't owe me anything. We went to bed, what, 10-15 times maybe? It wasn't memorable enough to carry an obligation.
Sometimes I really hate you.
Oh, why don't you get yourself some friendly little therapist? I'll work out some of that hostility. And maybe you can get off once in a while.
No!
You nuts!
Sorry. I don't usually act like that.
How could you give him my file?
I had to. He was going to recommend your discharge from the force. He didn't buy my evaluation. He said I wasn't objective. So I made a deal with him to review the session notes himself. I didn't think he'd show them to anybody.
He did it for me.
Yes. I care about you. I did it for you.
Go away, Beth. Please, just go away.
One shot. Close range. Probably a .38 caliber revolver.
Give me your gun, Nick.
You think that...
I don't, Hoss. But I got the minority opinion.
Okay, I went after him. I lost my temper.
Do you have any evidence that he showed your psychiatric file to anyone?
No.
I'll speak with you afterwards, Dr. Garner.
I'd like to sit in if you don't mind.
I'd really rather wait until
I don't see anything wrong with Dr. Garner sitting in if Detective Curran doesn't object.
Where were you last night?
Home watching TV.
All night?
Yes, all night.
Were you drinking?
Yeah, I was drinking.
When did you start drinking again?
A couple days ago.
I saw Detective Curran at his apartment about 10 o'clock last night. He was sober and lucid. I asked him in my capacity as his departmental therapist about his altercation with Lieutenant Nilsen. He expressed regret and displayed no hostility.
How long were you at his apartment?
About 15 minutes. I saw there was no reason for my concern and left.
There's no smoking in this building, Detective.
What are you going to do, charge me with smoking?
Oh, for Christ. All right, Nick, I'm going to ask you this just once. For the record, did you kill Marty Nilsen?
No. Come on, I'm going to storm into his office in front of everybody in the middle of the day and kill him that night? I'm not that dumb.
Going after him before gets you off the hook for killing him. That's your alibi.
Like writing a book about killing a guy gets you off the hook for killing him.
Good point.
I don't understand. What are you talking about? What book?
Private joke, asshole.
I don't think it's funny. You're going on leave, Curran. Pending the outcome of a psychiatric evaluation.
Beth, I'll get my stuff in a minute. Beth.
Thank you.
It's the least I could do, considering I got you into this mess with those reports.
No, I mean it. Thank you.
How do you know Catherine Trammell saw your file?
She knows things about me that I only told you.
This must really be something. From a clinical point of view.
What was she like in school?
I hardly knew her. She gave me the creeps, though. I don't know why. Get some rest. Promise.
Beth, I didn't mean what I said yesterday.
Yes, you did. I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
Take care of yourself.
Did you find out about the parents?
You don't leave, man. You're on psycho leave. I mean, I'm talking to a possible wacko here.
Well, you know I'm wacko, Sam. What'd you find out?
The boat blew. There was a leak in the fuel line. There had been two previous repairs. They had a 5 mil policy on both of them. A real heavy investigation, but they got zilch. Big goose egg. It was an accident.
IA's going to talk to you more about Nilsen. They're handling the investigation. We're not. You stay in touch with Dr. Garner. It'll help on the evaluation.
She killed him, Phil.
Beth? Now you got Beth killing people?
Not Catherine Trammell. It's part of her game.
First you got her stealing your file. Now you got her killing Nilsen? Forget about her, for Christ's sake. Go somewhere. Sit in the sun. Get her the hell out of your system.
You don't buy it, do you? She knew nobody'd buy it. She knew I'd say she did it, and she knew that nobody would buy it.
She is screwing with your head, Nick. Stay away from her.
About what happened. What good's a shooter without his gun?
How exactly did you find out?
I have attorneys. I have friends. I have friends. Money buys a lot of attorneys and friends.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I don't have any money. I don't have any attorneys, and Gus is my only real friend.
I wasn't talking about real friends. Why doesn't Gus like me?
I like you.
You do?
Yes. You want to go upstairs and have a drink?
I didn't think you'd ask me.
I guess you don't know your character that well.
Maybe. But I'm learning. Pretty soon I'll know you better than you know yourself.
Don't be so sure.
Why not?
I'm very unpredictable.
You ought to put some warmth into the place. You don't want to reflect on your personality.
I'm not trying to fool anybody. Jack Daniel's all right. It's going to have to be. Nice?
Yeah, great.
I was expecting you. Kmart, $1.65.
Why don't you let me do this for you? You like watching me do it, don't you? Could I have a cigarette too, please? Yeah, I told you you'd start smoking again. Could you light it for me? Thanks.
How much you pay Nielsen for my file?
Isn't he the policeman that you shot, Shooter?
What if I ask you not to call me Shooter?
Okay. How about if I call you Nikki?
My wife used to call me Nikki.
Yeah, I know. I like it. Cheers. My friends call me Catherine.
What Manny Vasquez used to call you?
Bitch, mostly. He meant it affectionately. Do you have any Coke? I just love Coke with Jack Daniels.
Got a Pepsi in the fridge.
Oh, it's not really the same thing now, is it?
No, it's not. So where's this going? Hmm? What do you want?
Say, what do you want from me, Catherine?
What the fuck do you want from me, Catherine?
Brush yourself, Kat. Aren't you going to say thank you?
But what's it about?
It's about a boy who kills his parents. They have a play and he makes it look like an accident.
Why'd he do that?
To see if he could get away with it.
When did you write this?
You mean, did I write it before my parents died?
Yeah.
No. I wrote it years afterwards. You're not going to stop following me around now, are you, just because you're on leave?
Absolutely not.
Good, I'd miss you. You could get in trouble, though. You're not really a cop anymore.
I'll risk it.
Why take the risk?
To see if I can get away with it. How's your new book?
It's practically writing itself. Oh, I'll be leaving about midnight, in case you are going to follow me. I'll be at Johnny Boz's club.
I'll meet you there.
Hi, guys.
Forgive me for asking, Hoss, and I don't mean to belabor the obvious. Why is it you got your head so far up your own ass?
If you want to play, fine. I can play.
Everybody she plays with dies.
I know what that's like.
Yeah.
If you don't leave her alone, I'll kill you.
Let me ask you something, Rocky. Man to man. I think she's the fuck of the century. What do you think? How long you been here? You like watching, don't you?
She likes me to watch.
Fuck. Guess Roxy's not taking this too well, huh?
She's seen me fuck plenty of guys.
Well, maybe she saw something she's never seen before.
She's seen everything before.
Honey, I thought I'd seen everything before.
Did you really think it was so special?
I told her I thought it was the fuck of the century. Well, what do you think?
I thought it was a pretty good beginning.
What about Roxy? Is she more fun?
Would you like her to join us sometime?
Did she join you and Johnny?
No, Johnny felt intimidated.
Look what happened to him.
Tell me, Nikki, were you frightened last night?
That's the point, wasn't it? That's what made it so good.
You shouldn't play this game.
Why not? I like it.
You're in over your head.
Maybe. But this is how I'll catch my killer.
I'm not gonna confess all my secrets, Nick, just because I have an orgasm. You won't learn anything I don't want you to know.
Yes, I will. And I'll nail you.
Nah. You'll just fall in love with me.
I'm in love with you already. But I'll nail you anyway. You can put that in your book. Find you here.
Where the fuck you been? I've been over to your place.
Easy, cowboy. Easy. Wasn't there.
I went over last night, too.
Well, I wasn't there either.
Goddamn dumb son of a bitch, you fucked her. Goddamn, you are one dumb son of a bitch.
Next time I use the rubber.
I don't give a flying chili bean fart about rubber.
How much?
I'm worried about him. He's worried about Ruff.
You gotta protect yourself, Gus. You really do.
But what the hell for? Do you think I'm getting any? I mean, sure I can get laid by goddamn blue-haired women. I don't like them.
Don't knock until you tried it.
Feeling better?
I feel fine. How could you fuck her?
Guys, come on.
You want to die, Hoss?
What is it, those goddamn tourists? You still feel so bad about that? You're wiggling your way into an ice pick?
Got too many goddamn tourists coming here anyway. Plenty more goddamn tourists where they goddamn came from.
Not afraid of her.
Why the hell not?
I don't know. I'm just not.
That's her pussy talking. It ain't your brain.
Yes, come on, Gus.
IA done did a track on Lieutenant Martin D for Dickhead Nelson. They found a safety deposit box with $50,000 in it, taken out 3 months ago and not used since.
It doesn't make any sense. She didn't know me 3 months ago.
Maybe it wasn't her that paid it. Maybe the money was for something else. How the fuck do I know? I'm just an old city cowboy trying not to fall out of his saddle.
You all right, cowboy?
Yep.
Yeah. Come on, I'm gonna drive you home.
My little pissant car of yours. Hell no. I ain't getting no back pain disability retirement. I'm gonna get me a full pension and a real gold plate Seiko watch.
Move or I'm driving.
Are you about to let your drive by, Seiko? I ain't gonna let no head up his ass person drive by, Seiko.
get it! I got the information.
Well, get it down here. This is your statement? You signed your name to this crock of shit?
Why not? It was an accident.
You're driving around North Beach for no particular reason, and this car won't get out of the way.
I don't think she meant to go off the edge, do you?
Can we have him for a minute here?
No, you cannot.
Don't fuck with me on this, Nick. I don't need a reason to put your ass in a sling.
Full name is Roxanne Hardy. Last known address, Cloverdale, California. No priors, no convictions. Car is registered to Catherine Trammell.
You knew her, didn't you?
That's when I met at Trammell's house. All we did is write her name down.
She wrote her name down, and then, big surprise, she rolls her car down the hill in front of you and dies. Is that what you're telling me?
That's all I know. Well, you know what, then? Fuck you, Nick.
Fuck you!
I want you at Dr. Garner's office
at 9. I told you to stay away from Trammell.
You didn't tell me to stay away from the car! I said I want you at Dr. Garner's office at 9 o'clock.
Who are you guys going to sell my file to now, huh?
You are out of control, Curran. You hear me?
You're up.
Hello, Nick. It's Dr. Myron and Dr. McElwain.
Nick?
They've been asked to consult with me on this psychiatric evaluation.
Sit down, Nick. Nick, we understand you've been having some difficulty controlling your temper lately. Only in regard to one person.
Do you think Lieutenant Nielsen deserved to die?
I didn't know him well enough. I won't miss him.
Nick, when you recollect your childhood, are your recollections pleasing to you?
Number one, I don't remember how often I used to jerk off. But it was a lot. Number two, I wasn't pissed off at my dad, even when I was old enough to know what he and Mom were doing in the bedroom. Number three, I don't look in the toilet before I flush it. Number four, I haven't wet my bed for a long time. Number five, why don't the two of you go fuck yourselves? I'm out of here.
What is your problem? I'm trying to help you. Why won't you let me help you?
I don't want your help, all right? I don't need your help.
Yes, you do. Something's going on. You're sleeping with her, aren't you?
What's this interest you've got in her?
My interest is in you, not her. She seduces people. She manipulates people. She'll do anything she can.
I thought you hardly knew her.
I know the type. I'm a psychologist.
That means you manipulate people too, Beth. You're a practicing psychologist. You're better at it than she is.
I feel sorry for you, Nick. Came into the house. We were down on the beach. She looked at me so strangely. She left right after you. I shouldn't have let her watch us. She wanted to watch me all the time. She tried to kill you, didn't she?
Did you like her to watch you?
Do you think I told her to kill you? Everybody that I care about died.
She killed Johnny Paz.
For what? To set me up? She loved me. She wouldn't frame me.
Maybe she got jealous of Johnny, too.
Oh, she didn't. She never got jealous before. She got excited. I don't have luck with women. There was this girl I met when I was in college. I slept with her once. She started following me around, taking my picture. She dyed her hair, copied my clothes. Lisa. Something. Oberman. It was awful.
I thought you didn't make confessions.
Never did before.
Another nice girl.
She when it happened?
16. We seal juvenile records until they're deceased. That's why you couldn't find it in your computer.
What was the motive?
She said she didn't know herself, just sort of did it on impulse. The razor just happened to be there. That's what she said. If you want, help yourself to some coffee.
Thanks. I don't understand what the hell is going on here, Gus.
Ain't that hard, Hoss. This young farm girl got tired of all that attention going to her little brothers, so she fixed them. Just like old Hazel Dobkins fixed her old family. Except young Roxy here didn't use a wedding present. She used Daddy's razor. Oof. Sure makes you wonder what they talked about when they set themselves down in front of the campfire at night. You ever met a friend of hers hasn't killed somebody? Must have beat your ordinary everyday girl talk.
I'm not sure anymore she did it.
Which one are we talking about now, Hoss? We know old Hazel did it. We know young Roxy did it. And the other one? Well, she got that magna cum laude pussy on her that done fried up your brain.
Oberman, Mark W., Donald M. Sorry, no Lisa. Sure about the year?
Catherine Chamel graduated in 83, yeah. She said Lisa Oberman was here at the same time.
Yeah, we have Chamel. But no Lisa Oberman.
Are you sure about that? There can't be a mistake.
Only if you're making it, detective.
Hi. Hazel, this is Nick. I told you all about him.
Nick, this is Hazel Dobkins.
You're the shooter, aren't you?
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Can I speak to you for a minute, please?
Honey, would you wait for me in the car? I'll be right there.
Goodbye, shooter.
Like to hang out with murderers or what? You know that Roxy was...
Yes, of course I knew. Look, I write about unusual people, and sometimes when I do my research, I get involved with it. It happened with you. Killing isn't like smoking. You can fit. I gotta go.
I promised I'd get her home by 6 o'clock. She just loves America's Most Wanted.
There was no Lisa Overman when you were at Berkeley.
What are you doing? Checking up on me? For what?
I said Hoberman.
Hoberman. Lisa Hoberman with an H. You do. All right, thank you very much.
You know, I can get my butt kicked for this. You're not even supposed to be here.
Come on, Sam. It's only going to take a minute. Bring it up.
It's Dr. Garner, isn't it?
Bring up 83. You shouldn't leave your door open.
I didn't. Something wrong with my lock. What do you want, Nick?
Tell me about Catherine.
She told you, didn't she?
What'd she tell me, Beth?
I slept with her once in school. I was just a kid. I was experimenting. It was just that one time. She developed a fixation on me. She styled her hair like mine. She wore the same kind of clothes I did. It scared me. Isn't that what she told you?
She said it was you. You dressed like her. You dyed your hair blonde.
I did dye my hair. It had nothing to do with her. I was a redhead for a while,
too. Did you know Noah Goldstein?
I had him for 2 classes.
You saw all the reports about Phil copied you. You never said anything.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Hey, guys, I'm not gay, but I did fuck your suspect. I was embarrassed. It was the only time I've been with a woman. She's really sick, you know. Do you know what she's doing? She knows I went to Berkeley. She knows I knew Noah. She makes up this story about me. She's handing you somebody who's obsessed with her.
She didn't hand you to me. She doesn't even know who you are. She told me about Lisa Hoberman.
She knows you'd find out who Lisa Hoberman is. You're a good cop. She tell you casually? Make it seem irrelevant? I mean, did she tell you in bed, Nick? It's what I do.
Why'd you change your name?
I got married. He called me Beth. He was on staff at the clinic down in Salinas. Didn't last long. Nick? God, do you really think that I could kill someone? I mean, I never even met Johnny Boz. And what about Nilsson? What possible motive would I have to kill Nilsson?
You get that lock fixed.
God! She's evil! She's brilliant! Did I scare you? I wanted to surprise you. What's wrong?
I found Lisa Hoberman.
Well, you did. What's she doing? Are you not going to tell me what she's doing? I thought we were done playing games.
I did, too. She said you got it backwards. She said you even styled your hair like she did.
And you believed her? I had to go down to the campus police and file a report about her. I suppose you still think I killed people too, right?
No.
Liar.
So who'd you say you're with?
Homicide, San Francisco.
Here we go. Kind of. There was a report about Elisa Hoberman January 1980, but it's out of here.
Who's got it?
One of your guys. Nielsen. You know?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, tell him to bring it back, Lee. He's had it a whole year.
So Nielsen had a report on Beth. So what? You don't know what the hell was in it.
Catherine told me what was in it.
If she's telling you the truth.
Oh, Gus, don't you get it? If Beth killed Johnny Boz to frame Catherine, she wouldn't want anybody to know what happened in Berkeley. But Nielsen found out about it, and that gives her the motive to kill him.
Well, how did she know Nielsen found out if it happened?
He was IA. He probably asked her.
She'd have to be nuttier than a 20-pound Christmas fruitcake. She's not the one who hangs out with multiple murderers. Your girlfriend is.
She's a writer, all right? That's her job.
I don't buy it. There's got to be somebody in Berkeley who knows what the hell happened.
I know what happened, all right? Catherine told me. And everything she says is checked out.
You got goddamn Tweety birds fluttering around your head. That's what you got. You think you can fuck like minks, raise rugrats, and live happily ever after? Oh, man!
How'd you get in here? What's this?
I decided to give you a second chance. I missed you.
I wasn't gone long enough for you to miss me.
Did you miss me?
No.
No?
No.
Why don't you come over here and tell me now?
I've seen him before.
Yeah? Well, you might not see him again. My book's nearly finished. My detective's almost dead.
So I got time for a last cigarette.
Afterwards.
I've got to do some research tomorrow morning.
I'm good at research. I'll help you.
Oh, thanks.
What are you researching?
Oh, new ending to your book.
Oh, really? What's the twist?
The detective falls for the wrong girl.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't die.
So what happens to him?
They fuck like minks, raise rugrats, and live happily ever after.
He won't sell.
Why not?
Somebody has to die.
Why?
Somebody always does.
Good morning. I'm looking for Dr. Garner.
Oh, she doesn't work here anymore. I think she's up in San Francisco with the police.
Actually, I'm looking for her husband. He works here too, doesn't he?
Dr. Joseph Garner?
Yeah.
Is she married?
Well, you know
him. He died about 5 or 6 years ago.
How did he die?
He was shot.
Thank you.
He was walking home from work. He only lived a couple of blocks away from the clinic. Somebody just drove by and shot him.
What was the murder weapon?
Revolver, 38. Unrecovered. Watch yourself.
There any suspects?
No suspects? No motive? Unsolved.
Was his wife ever a suspect?
You know, one of your guys was down here from Frisco about a year ago, and he was asking the same exact thing. You mind telling me what the hell is going on?
Routine.
Routine?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. Now, I got two of you guys coming down here and telling me it's routine.
You remember what the other guy's name was?
No. Can't really say that I do.
Nielsen?
Nielsen, yeah. That was it.
So was she ever a suspect?
Nope. There was some talk. But it never panned out.
What kind of talk?
Girlfriend?
What, he had a girlfriend?
No. She did. But like I said, it never panned out.
Thank you.
Yeah, hope to help you out.
Yes, you did. You sure did.
Captain!
Hi. Missed you.
Huh.
I finished my research.
I finished my book.
Yeah? So how does it end?
I told you. She kills it. Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye?
Yeah. I finished my book. Didn't you hear me? Your character's dead. Goodbye.
What do you want, flowers? I'll send you an autographed copy.
What is this, some kind of joke? You playing a game here?
Games are over. It was the fuck of the century.
Catherine?
I'll be right there.
Freshman year. I just got a call from her. She's over in Oakland. Come on.
I've been phoning people from her dorm all day. She must have heard I was trying to reach her. She says she knows all about Catherine and Lisa Hoberman. You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Here's something else. Johnny Boz's psychiatrist has an office on Van Ness. Guess who he shares office space with? Dr. Elizabeth Garner. What the hell's the matter with you?
I'll be in suite 405.
Where the hell are you going?
Going with you.
You're on leave, Hoss. It ain't gonna take long.
What are you doing here?
Put your fucking hands up!
I got a message on my machine to meet Gus here. Where is he?
Don't move! Don't you move! I know about your husband. Is he like girls, Beth?
What?
Take your hand out of your pocket! Take him out!
What's wrong with you?
Take him out!
What made you think she had a gun? What the hell was she doing here? What was Gus doing here? Nick.
Lieutenant.
One of ours. Jesus.
We have to check Beth's apartment.
38 caliber revolver in the bookcase behind some books.
Have ballistics checking for Nelson.
Lieutenant, you better come in here.
I guess that's it.
No, definitely. We feel that all the evidence Dr. Elizabeth Garner.
We checked. It's her size.
She must have heard you on the stairway and dumped this stuff.
No suite 405 in that building. Catherine Trammell's roommate her freshman year is dead. She died of leukemia 2 years ago. Okay, here's the facts of a death certificate.
Well, what about Salinas? Yeah? Hold on. Jack! Jack!
Did you check Nelson's office for any files on Beth Garner?
No police report from Berkeley.
Yeah?
Nothing at all about Salinas.
I'm back. Yeah?
Great.
Ballistics says the 38 we found in her apartment was used on Nilsson. No registration. They're checking with Salinas. The ice pick was the same brand and model as the Boz weapon.
Check the tape machine. Dr. Garner's apartment and her office, both here and the one on Van Ness. There's no message from Gus on any of them. The tape in her apartment was unused. And Johnny Boz's psychiatrist says he thinks he remembers Dr. Garner and Boz meeting at a Christmas party at his house a year ago.
You just can't tell about people, can you? Even the ones you think you know inside and out.
Congratulations, Curran.
Bye. I heard about what happened. On TV. I can't allow myself to care about you. I can't allow myself to care. I don't want to do this. Please, I don't want to do this. I lose everybody. I don't want to lose you. What do we do now, Nick?
Hunt like minks. Raise rugrats and live happily ever after.
Hate rugrats.
Hunt like minks. Forget the rugrats. And live happily ever after.